Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they do stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And these are all great things, of course. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am so excited about this week's show, because my very special guest is Stephen Essa, a leading expert on doing really huge, effective, out-of-the-ballpark webinars. Let me just tell you real briefly a few words about Stephen. From very humble and unlikely beginnings, Stephen has emerged as a leading world authority on webinar marketing and online business. In less than 4 years, he's built a global client base and has shared the stage with many of the best and really the highest-profile speakers in the industry. Stephen has excited audiences in Australia, UK, the USA, UAE, Ireland, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Cyprus, Singapore, and New Zealand, just to name a few. Over the last 4 years, Stephen has trained hundreds of people to do what he does best, creating the life of his dreams and using the internet, generating $4,000, $8,000, and $25,000 in a single hour by using the power of webinars. Stephen even ran campaigns generating $100,000 thanks to automated webinars. We're going to talk about that. Folks, I totally love webinars. I think they're a great, highly effective marketing tool. So this is going to be a great show. Stephen, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm fantastic, Jim. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here. Hello, everyone.
Hey, thank you for joining us. All the way from Australia, I might add, in case the accent didn't give you away.
Absolutely. I'm currently in Santorini for my Christmas gift. My wife bought me a holiday in Santorini in the Greek island, so that's where we are at the moment. So hopefully the internet connection will hold up.
it sounds great so far. Hey, first of all, is there anything that my audience should know about you, either personally or professionally, that I didn't share with them in the little intro?
No, but it's pretty much all covered, mate. I'm just very excited to be, this is the first thing I've ever done that's actually succeeded well in my life. And since I came to the internet and started working very hard, very diligently on creating a brand for myself, finding a market and finding a strategy that actually worked and made money for me, myself, like not a non-techie. So I think you cover most of the stuff. At the moment, I'm just really looking for more partners, building up multiple businesses where I'm controlling behind the scenes, the webinars, the marketing for experts, and creating a platform where I take a slice of the sales and let them, deal with customers and basically be the face of the company, et cetera. So that's the reason we're still in the business at the moment, still touring around the world, looking for more strategic businesses to set up, and we've had a lot of fun doing it.
That sounds awesome. Stephen, give us a little background about how you got involved in webinars specifically and what led you to become such an expert in teaching other folks.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Well, I worked full-time. My job when I was from the music business originally, 13 years in a death metal band, even lived in Los Angeles, California for 2 years, and the music business collapsed, and my dreams of being a rock star and getting royalties and making millions of dollars and having, notoriety and all of that was shattered with the collapse of the music business thanks to the internet. And I went back to Australia with my tail between my legs and thinking, I'm going to buy lots of property and become wealthy and build businesses, and I'm going to become wealthy so I can play music and I don't have to sell my music to anyone. It can just be crap for me. And that was it, I got into property and I started working for a guy who had 80 investment properties, and he started teaching me about property and how to buy property. And he was a great mentor because I automatically started, buying property and no money down deals and whatever. And if working for his company, I used to work passionately like it was my own company. I was like 14 hours a day sometimes in the job. And what I noticed after a little while, Jim, was his internet marketing presence was non-existent and quite terrible. The small website that he had was quite terrible compared to the competitors in Australia at the time. And I said to him, I pulled him aside one day and I said, "Hey Dave, come and have a look at this. See this guy's website. Look at his newsletter. Look at the video. Look at this. Look at that." And I said, "You need to hire someone to do that." And he says, "Well, we've got no one that can do it, and we don't have the money to do it." And I said, "Well, someone's got to do it." He said, "You do it." And I said, "I'm not a techie. I can't build websites and stuff. And I'm not a marketer either. Like, I could talk, but I wasn't very good at marketing. I had no idea about copywriting and all of that." And so no one did it. And it went on and on and on for months and months. And it was getting frustrating because we have to generate leads for the business. And, you know, we're not even using the internet. So I ended up getting invited to a seminar, an internet seminar. And it was a gentleman called Brett McFall in Australia who wrote a book called How to Make Money While You Sleep, a great book on 7 easy ways to make money while you sleep thanks to the internet. So I went along skeptical as hell, like going, "Hey, what's this guy going to try and flog us? And, you know, what's he going to pitch to us and whatever?" In Australia, we say, "What are you going to flog me?" Is that what you say in the US as well?
Yeah, something like that. We're definitely catching the drift.
All right. I took, like, Jim, it's so funny. I took, like, 8 friends with me, my sister, some guys from work. I took her boyfriend came along. I took a bunch of people, and I walked them into the seminar. I'm not kidding. I said this. I said, "No one buy anything." I said, "I don't know. I'm inviting you here because I'm getting involved with internet stuff. I'm for the company. I'm learning. But I don't want you to buy anything and then blame me for it later. So no one buy anything. We don't know anything about this guy except he's written a book and whatever." And I was like totally had my guard up. And he blew us away with content. I mean, day one, I was so pumped. I left. I went home. I tried some stuff. None of it worked. And then I came back the next day. And at the end of that day, I signed up for a speaking training course for $25,000 called The Next Level. And the reason I did that, Jim, was I'm not a good writer. And I said, "Okay, well, I'm presenting for my boss's business in front of people. If we do this strategy that this guy is teaching us in The Next Level, which is how to speak and sell from the stage, I'll be able to use it straight away for my boss's business." So here we are. I was talking all of my friends and sister and everyone out of buying packages for $3,000. And then at the end of the second day, I buy a $25,000 package. And I didn't even have the money. I borrowed it. And I tried to get my boss to pay for it, and he wouldn't. So I paid for that and started implementing what I learned immediately into my boss's business. And within 4 months, we made $106,000 worth of sales using those strategies in his business. And I realized, hey, I can build my own company. So I left in November 2008 and I never went back. I started my own company. And what led to the webinars, which is the original question that has taken me 10 years to get to, was I went to my mentor and I said, "Hey, I've made some money online for my boss. I've made some money online for myself. I made some money for my church as well. I generated $30,000 in 30 days in November. And can you put me on stage?" And he said, "I can't put you on stage because you don't have any proof that you've spoken on stage successfully before. So it would be a waste of a position on my stage if you don't make sales. It's a waste of a position." I said, "Well, how do I get experience if no one gives me experience?" He said, "Why don't you look at a webinar?" And I said, "What's a webinar?" And he said, "Go to this website, gotowebinar.com, have a look at that and you know, just have a practice there." So I went to gotowebinar.com in the first week of December, I think it was, 2008, and I was like, I set up a webinar, and it's easy. You just set up a date, a time, the name of the webinar, you know, anyone who's organizing it with you, and then you press a few buttons and it creates a registration page for you, so you don't even need a website. So I was like, wow, that was easy. So I set up a webinar for my friends just as a practice run, and I emailed my friends. I invited them to a webinar that I did, and I put together a one-day real estate workshop for $500, and about 5 friends came, and none of them bought. And it was really funny, but I just did it for experience. A week later, I did a webinar for 15 subscribers that I picked up from meeting people here and there, and I offered them a $300 video course I put together on how to make money for churches and charities, and I made 2 sales at $300. So it was around about $600 in sales from my first webinar in 1 hour. And then I sat there and I went, wow, 15 people on the call, two sales at $300, that's pretty good conversion rate, right? So I just need to do this more and more. And it grew from there. I did $4,000 on a webinar, $10,000, $25,000, $90,000. And my client, I started teaching people, and they started making £17,000 in a few weeks. You know, one lady did, £17,000 in 21 days. Then she did £9,500, a few weeks later. And this is a lady who couldn't make money any other way online. Until she did a webinar. I had a vet, a pharmaceutical vet that delivers vet webinars all over the world. He made $300,000 in his first year and sold his practice. And he said, he wrote me an email, said, webinars has become my bread and butter. And I'm co-authoring a book with him now. He's the webinar vet, I'm the webinar guy, and we're writing a book together. But it sort of just grew from there. I started being invited to seminars and speaking and just doing webinars and seminars all over the world. That's been the kind of journey that led me to where we are.
Hey, Steve, you know what I like about that story is that, you basically just dove in. You didn't really have a lot of experience. You heard about something. You invested in yourself. You went to a program. You just signed up and you started doing it. I mean, that is really the entrepreneurial spirit really in action.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. I've got a bunch more questions to ask you. We only have a half an hour, so I'm going to ask you to be a little more brief with your answers, if you would. I love hearing your story.
Absolutely.
So what do you – if for people who have not gotten started in webinars yet, they've heard about them, maybe they think about it. I mean, teleseminars, they're kind of easy. It's just the phone, but maybe they're afraid of the automation – or not the automation, they're afraid of the technology and things like that. Real briefly, what would you say to the folks who are thinking about it, but, how can you encourage them to really dive in and get started?
Oh, yeah, I'll try and use a bit of fear and say, look, if you don't do it, your competitors will, and if they probably already are. I think that, if you're looking to get started with webinars, the best thing to do is do what I did and set up a practice one and just have some fun. It's just like doing a Skype call. I mean, everyone uses Skype these days. GoToWebinar is such a simple system. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial. It's $99 a month. That's all you need. It's 100. You can have up to 100 people, as many webinars as you want. You can record them. And you don't have to get in the public's eye until you're comfortable with your presentation. So you put together a PowerPoint presentation, or you might have some software that you want to demonstrate and teach people how you do what you do with your software or with a system you use online. And you just keep doing it until you're happy with it. And at the end of the day, most of the things we do in marketing don't work. So you're better to just throw it out there and see what happens. So eventually you've got to get to the point where you put it out there. So don't keep practicing and say, Steve said keep practicing until I'm happy with it, because you're never going to be happy with it completely. So just get out there, register for an account today at GoToWebinar for free, set up a webinar for your friends or your family, present something. It doesn't have to be the presentation you're going to do. Just get familiar with the software, because, Jim, most people are scared of what they don't know about. Once you see that there's only a few buttons you need to get your head around, which is one is record, one is share my screen, because I've gone through a whole webinar not sharing my screen, thought I'd delivered a kick-ass presentation, and then I read the questions, can't see your screen. I was like, yeah, damn, what am I going to do? Have to do it all again. So that's really just get out there and practice it. When you're comfortable, send an email to your list or put it on Facebook, promote it, and then just put it out there. You're going to see if it works or not from the conversion and from the feedback you get from the people anyway.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of diving in, getting it done, get out there, course correct as you go. In 2006, I launched my first online business, No Hassle Newsletter. It's kind of my flagship operation today. And I was really under the gun because I was exhibiting at a conference, so I just kind of pushed the go button before I jumped on the plane. And later that night, or the next day after the conference, I went to my hotel room and I just signed on to see see how it looked. And I'm reading through it, going, "Oh my God, there's a bad grammar mistake. That word is misspelled. I forgot to mention this." I'm mortified, and I start generating this long list of an email to my web guy and said, "Please check, fix this, fix this, fix this." And the next thing I did, Stephen, I checked my cart and I had like 5 sales. And I was like, "Okay, well, if it works with those mistakes, wait till I correct it. We'll do even better." So, just dive in and course correct as you go. All right, we're going to take a really brief time out here. On the other side, I'm going to ask Steven if he had one secret to give about webinars, what would it be? So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this: "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to my interview with Stephen Essa. Stephen, if you had one secret to give all the folks that are listening about webinars, what would that one secret be?
I'd have to say automate your webinars, Jim, because a lot of people, I mean, sales is driven from your sales pitch, okay? So a lot of people that I speak to at seminars, they're coming to seminars because they want to get away from the one-to-one selling. It's just a bad use of your time. So if you're currently selling one-to-one, be it over the phone, be it in person, then basically set up a webinar, do your sales pitch once, and then put it on autopilot, and just send traffic to it. Send it out. See if that can deliver the same conversion rate or close to the same conversion rate as what you're currently getting with the method you're using, because that will definitely either sift through a lot of the tire kickers, the prospects, and basically allow you to do work on sort of more important things in your business, work on your business instead. And just to give you a quick illustration of one of my students that did that, is an airline pilot for EasyJet, flies the A320, and he has a training program, flight simulator, out of London Heathrow Airport that's worth $1 million. And he was calling student pilots over the phone trying to close it. He said, "Steve, I nearly quit my business, but I set up an automated webinar, and in two automated webinars, I generated £450,000 in sales because the automated webinar sifted through the weak ones, and only the ones who were qualified put down a £500 deposit, and then they paid the other £50,000 that it was for the program. So here's a £50,000 program, which is roughly around about, I don't know, $60,000-$70,000 US, and basically, he filled up the entire course in two automated webinars, and he said, "You've saved my business. I nearly chucked it in because of the one-on-ones was just a waste of my time." So I would say automate your webinars. There's many softwares out there. I developed one, but find one online. You can go to Google, type in automated webinars, and automate your webinar once you've done it with GoToWebinar.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of automated webinars. I use them myself, and the great thing is they can be playing at any time. And then, you know, there's always a function where they can ask questions, which really just prompts an email to my support team, and somebody calls them back or answers them right away. I mean, it's really amazing. So if people think, well, I don't want to be doing webinars at night or weekends or whatever, with automated webinars, they can be happening at any time. So that's pretty cool. What would maybe be, Stephen, one or two things that someone should know in order to be successful? I think we're giving somebody some, you know, everybody listening today, some really good examples of, listen, just jump in, make it happen. You'll fix things as you go. It's not that hard. I think we're all getting that. So let's kind of shift a little bit of the kind of the positive nuggets. What one or two things can someone do to become successful in webinars like you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I think number one, Jim, thing is that there has to be value in the webinar, that the content that the expert is delivering has to be valuable. I mean, it's got to be, you know, these days with the internet, so much great free information. I mean, you can pretty much navigate the internet and find and compile anything you want. The thing is that what we're trying to do with a webinar is bring someone, when they come to your webinar, all of the great juicy information is in 1 hour. So you're leaving the prospect to the webinar wondering, hey, wow, I just got so much value in 1 hour from Steve. Imagine if I bought the video course at the end, or imagine if I had the coaching, or imagine if I bought that software product, or even if they're looking at a demonstration, show them everything. Give away as much as you can, because the free line has been moved. Everyone's giving stuff away for free online. If you don't do that, then people people will become bored. They'll sit there and they'll even comment. These days, people are very brash. They're very, like, they'll type in the comments box, tell me something new. This is boring. People will get bored. And if they get bored, they're not in a buying frame. If you get them excited, deliver great value, tips, don't hold back. A lot of teachers, Jim, say, a lot of students come to me and say, one of my other teachers told me that I should start pitching in the middle. I said, that's total BS. You know, if you want to turn someone off, you know, start pitching in the middle before you've even stated the whole system, before you've even given them a whole entire, you know, valuable information that basically makes it, you know, lead to the next step. So I think your presentation should be packed full of great value, your best nuggets, and then at the end, you offer your product or service, which is just naturally a way where we find on webinars, Jim, 10% of people want to go further faster when you've delivered a great presentation, and that's just from talking about what it is that you do.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, not only do I do these podcasts like we're doing right now, but I do weekly videos, I do weekly newsletters, I do emails, I'm all into social media, so I really believe, you know, the people that are successful and even growing today are those that are, understand the give first mentality. So that's a really good point you make. When you're doing webinars or whatever you're doing, you got to deliver. And whether you like it or not, the internet has really changed this the whole dynamic of what's free and what's not. And so the people who I think, Stephen, see if you agree with me on this, the people who are out there giving and not holding back, in other words, well, I'm going to give a little bit, and if they want more, then they got to buy the course. If you're out there giving, it really makes people want to have more and learn more from you, and that really is what I found one of the best ways to actually get clients is to be a real giver.
Absolutely. The more you give, the more you get back. It's just amazing. But it is a mindset, and people are restricted by that belief. They believe, and I guess it's why they create it. Their reality is that, hey, I'm going to give away a little bit, but then they have to pay for more. Whenever someone does that, I just shake my head. I say, don't do that. I said, especially if you're launching a business on the internet, give away everything for free. You can always put the price up later. You can always add and remove things later on. We're just testing to get the – we're just feeling it out here, you know, for a new venture or for a new product. Over-deliver, and people will come back to you. I mean, the amount of people that have come back to me and said, hey, I saw your webinar before. It wasn't the right time, but now I'm buying. That's because you left them with a good taste in their mouth, and you'll get the same results as well when you start doing it. So 100% agree, Jim, and that's been my philosophy. That's what my mentor taught me as well, and I've abided by that. And I find myself, I have to catch myself all the time. You know, every project I do, I go, oh, should we give away that much? And I go, no, remember, I have to give away because we're human. It's like it's natural to be defensive and go, hey, if we give away all this. So you've got to constantly remind yourself, am I giving away enough for free? But that being said, Jim, I just want to quickly add before we wrap up, I just want to say that don't turn it into a lecture. You try and tell people what they should do and a little bit of how they should do it, but you don't want to turn it into, okay, here's how you do it. You log in here, click there, do this, do that, do that. Not too much of that, okay? You want to basically give away mostly what to do, a little bit of how to do that you can fit in into your hour or hour and a half presentation, and then at the end you're going to offer your product or service.
Yeah. You know, over here, I don't know if they have them in Australia, but we have these big home centers like Home Depot and Lowe's and places like that. And so what they do in the weekend, I think this is almost exactly the same as a webinar, but it's kind of live. They'll do these little home repair demonstrations. Here's how to fix a broken pipe, or here's how to do wallpaper, whatever it is. Now, some people say, well, goodness, they're going to not hire the pros or hire even the people that, you know, support Lowe's as contractors, but quite the contrary. People get excited about fixing up their home. They buy tools. They end up hiring a contractor anyway because they mess up 90% of the time. But it's a good thing. When you share information to help people, it is a good thing. You know, I got one or two more questions. Let's see how we do with this one. I love the example, Stephen, that you shared about the airline pilot. Can you give maybe one more kind of what I call a real-world example, how you've helped somebody get started in webinars?
Absolutely, mate. Well, recently we just did a massive world tour with my brother-in-law. Released a book called The Laptop Millionaire, and it became a New York Times bestseller. And he said, "What?" He said, "I'm so exhausted. It's taken me a year or 2 years to write this book. What do we do now?" I said, getting a book deal is just the beginning. I said, we need to tour for this book. We need to do a seminar. And he was like, oh, okay. So I said, we should go to all these different cities. I said, well, you should let me teach webinars, and you should also let me draw someone out of the audience in each city and try and make money for them live. So what we did was we went to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Zurich, all over the world, Dubai, all of this, and Los Angeles and Colorado recently. And we got people out of the crowd. We got like 10 people out of the crowd who had information, knowledge, or a product. And then the audience would select by cheering and clapping who they wanted to see a webinar from on the first day. And then on the Sunday, we would launch that in front of the audience in a live webinar. And we had one guy from Sydney generate $6,000, a guy from Canada, $8,549. The most recent one was in Colorado just a couple of weeks back. And we got a young guy. He was about 19 years old. His name was Dan. And he generated, we created an SEO product for him, an SEO service, and he created a $797 a month times seven customers times 797, so it was over $4,000 a month recurring revenue he generated live on stage in front of the audience, and he was blown away, and so was everyone in the audience. They're like, wow, well, that kid just replaced his. That guy now has created his own business in one webinar, and they see me put the whole thing together through the weekend. So they're like blown away at how it works. So, you know, I've done it in London. One lady made $14,328 in front of the audience. Another guy did $22,000. So we just did it with people from the audience, random, that I'd never met, that had never done a webinar before, Jim, just to show the audience, hey, this is so easy to make money with webinars. Why aren't you doing it yet?
That's awesome. You know, you clearly know what you're doing. I really appreciate your coming on and sharing some of your knowledge. And how can my audience learn more about Steve and Essa? What's a good website to go to?
Well, I've got my webinator.biz. That's webinator, webinator.biz. That's my that's the software that I created for automating webinars. And if you go there, then you'll be able to get a hold of us and start automating your webinars online and start getting in this amazing industry.
All right, you're a good man. Steven, thank you so much for coming on Stick Like Glue Radio. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Much appreciated.
Cool. All right, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Steve and Essa. Remember, Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am Jim Palmer, your host. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever give up. Now, before the day's out, go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.